mission of educating. I think that when we hear about the public agenda this afternoon, that we can see how the global campus fits into that mission that the legislators have given us as the Illinois Board of Higher Ed. I think that we are laboring over some questions that need to be answered by the task force and the team from the campuses working together. We can say whatever we want to say, but the programs that you will place together in as for us to for the public to choose from and select the various degrees will be what we will be looking for the next step. The resolution is not the plan. The resolution is to proceed with the plan. And so to not to vote for a resolution means we just stop and stand still. So that's how I see it.
Okay, well, we need to conclude the debate. Anyone want to have the last word before I make my comment?
Roger?
Yes.
This is, in things like this, there are carts and horses and chickens and eggs. This is a little of both, right? To Bob's point, I agree. We need programs in order to get students. So we went down a pathway where we were doing a partnership model, which has worked, by the way. I've seen other models. The partnership model can work if you get the right cooperation and the right incentives. So far, we've not done that. The partnership model has failed, which is why we're here today, because in November it failed so much that we said, let's get accreditation. Faculty would prefer that we don't, so now we're talking about, well, let's see your plan. Let's see your plan. So the global campus that we've, now here's the chicken and egg thing. We created egg crates, we created coops, we got the hens, but nobody laid any eggs.
Only a few eggs.
Bad metaphor.
Maybe we did lay an egg.
Well, I think my observation is I agree with Dr. Carroll. I also agree with, Trustee Montgomery, Trustee Doris, that we have been talking about it. We have same discussion again and again, and we come back and we revise the plan. And I think at this point, I'm going to let Trustee Bruce and Dr. Carroll.
I apologize, Mr. Chairman.
Not a problem. Because your support, everybody's support is very important. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No. So the issue is, my thoughts are this. I couldn't agree more with Trustee Montgomery and Trustee McMillan and Trustee Carroll and all of the others that have addressed the issue of the mission. I think from day one, before we ever even implemented Global Campus, we all embraced the issue about accessibility. It wasn't about potential revenue for the university, although we're in dire financial circumstances. The issue was all about, can we provide a quality degree and increase our benefit to society and to both Illinois residents and non-residents by providing a quality education and make it accessible to the single parent who comes home, puts the kids to bed, and then goes online. The discussion around this board, I think, is very admirable because we always keep coming back to that point, which no one is disputing. The issue about the mission is agreed to and embraced and loved by all of us, and we mean that very sincerely. My concern that I expressed was, one, this has been going on now for 2 years. I think we can all agree there have been a number of management missteps. We've spent over, as I understand, $11 million. We've got 200 and some degree-seeking students. Those numbers are not good. They're not good. That's my concern. So my question is, and it's not a rhetorical, it's a serious question, is in the most recent reiteration, because now this is the second time that we've had a revamp. First, as Chairman Epley said, Trustee Epley said, the first reiteration was we went to accreditation. Then, now that's kind of being put on the back burner, and we're going to go for this new proposal, which I understand we're not voting on today, but we're talking about coming back with a plan to vote on today. My question is, what is it that that's going to do that's different? And Trustee Carroll, I agree. We don't have the issue is we do have online education already ongoing in our three campuses, and with the community colleges. So my question is, if we're going to use the vernacular global campus, where does that get us? What? And I don't know the answer to that. And I think Trustee Doris has articulated that we don't. I don't know that we've got. We've talked a lot about generalities, but we don't have the detail. For me, we have a fiscal responsibility, and I'll conclude with this, to watch the monies. I know Trustee Schmidt, you're passionate about the Bill of Health and getting, you know, education, medical education expanded here at UIC. I know that we all want Lincoln Hall to be done. There's so many, we just heard from SEIU. At some point, we have a fiduciary duty to say, wait a minute, is this the right path that we're taking? And we've tried a couple of years now on this, and we spent a lot of money. That's my concern. And at that, I'll take my leave.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So again, like what it boils down to, if you are going to do something, ultimately we'll have to take the step. Not taking any step is not an alternative for us. And unfortunately, we discussed this issue in November. We discussed this issue in the last meeting. President Wright has spent an enormous amount of time addressing the global issue. And that goes back really to my earlier comments at the beginning of this meeting, that how much time should we keep spending. And with that in mind, there is an agreement that the program, what is being proposed, is a good program. We ought to continue with it. But at the same time, there are some simple questions, simple principles, which Trustee Doris outlined. They need to be addressed. And President Wright, if you are, and rest of you, if you are supportive of this, that we come back rather than wait until September, let's do a business plan, let's do a work plan, let's come up with the leadership of the program. And I think that, we have had a problem in terms of number of little issues. I think at this point we need to expedite the plan. No one conducts the business as President Wright, you have taught to your student as a dean of business school, you do the business plan first. In as much you don't know the answers, you got to do your business plan, you got to do your work plan. Work plan meaning what needs to be done, who is going to do it, what would it cost to do it, and establish the milestone goals, what we are going to achieve and when we are going to achieve. Once you are sending it to the campus, utilizing the campuses to support our global campus or whatever you call it, online education, online degree program, I think they already have success. Springfield has success. Urbana has tremendous success. They make money. They are successful in there. We want to keep the faculty happy. Now the faculty is involved. They are going to be happy. And I think we can adopt the resolution, but also, President White, if you are receptive to the idea that rather than waiting until September, get three chancellors and the provost into the picture,
right,
and come up with a leadership plan how it is going to be done.
Right.
Idea is not to give the responsibility on Chancellor Herman's head without giving him the resources, how he would be able to do it. And Chancellor Herman, if you accept it, I think you need to ask. You are not going to be able to do it yourself, like President White couldn't do it himself, because he has other responsibility, you have other responsibility. I'm not going to even get near Chancellor Alan Mayer. She has a lot of responsibility just to take care of and understand the campus. So let's, if you are willing to come back,
yes,
sooner than later, I hope, Trustee Bruce, you will be satisfied with that. And
I can tell you, in light of Chairman Shaw's comments, President White, I will support the resolution and vote for it. But if we're not going to get cooperation from the campuses, it's going to collapse anyway.
Right.
Let's tell them they've got to do something now and
yep,
quick, so we have definitive plan and get this thing moving.
I welcome this direction.
In light of that, I will support the resolution.
Thank you. I welcome this. I welcome this direction, because from my point of view, the sooner the better.
Can I have a point of clarification? I think I know the answer, but just so we're all clear, by passing the resolution as suggested with that directive, we are not spending any additional monies on top of Global Campus at this point.
That's correct.
For those current students.
Yeah, everything will be done within the current resources.
I think that's very important.
Yes.
Okay. And as I hear it, I think all we did was accelerate the date that's already
That's entered. It. Yeah, that's it.
Actually, and to be absolutely explicit about it, we are talking about 250 to, I think, Vice President Knoll said about $250,000 a month. Even if it is more than that slightly, you know, these are all budgetary numbers. But we don't want it to be $1 million or $750,000 from 250.
No, I understood the resolution to be pretty simple at its core, which is in November we said let's get accreditation. Now the board is saying go in this direction, come back with a plan. The plan was due in September. Now it's going to be due
in July meeting.
July meeting.
July meeting.
Yes.
And there's no funding on the resolution as written.
It's just go make a plan.
I don't think anybody's suggesting there's any funding. I just want to clarify that if I'm going
to
vote for it.
Mr. Chairman, I move we consider item three now. Is that okay?
Second.
Okay. Well, can we, Madam Secretary, can we have the roll call? Or is it a yes, no vote? Okay.
It's a roll call vote. Student advisory vote. Mr. Pitos?
Aye.
Mr. Schmidt?
Aye.
Official vote, Mr. Bruce?
Aye.
Dr. Carroll?
Aye.
Mr. Doris?
Aye.
Mr. Epley?
Aye.
Mr. McFarland?
Aye.
Mr. McMillan?
Aye.
Mr. Montgomery?
Aye.
Governor Quinn? Dr. Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Vickery?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. And congratulations, Dr. Wright.
Thank you. We will. The sooner the better. That's what we'll do.
Well, we need to. Do we want to take a break for 10 minutes before we go to the executive committee meeting?
Yes.
Well, so let's break up.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we. You need to make a motion, then you can clear it. Then, that way, nobody has to come back except us. So
okay,
why don't you take
so
the motion now?
A motion to go in the executive session.
Consider.
Can we have a
Madam Secretary?
Motion? I move we go in.
Hang on, we got what we're going to consider. Hang on.
Okay. Well, now the motion is in order to hold an executive session to consider university employee matters, pending litigation, purchase or lease of real property for use by the university, and minutes of the meeting, discussion of the minutes of the meeting lawfully closed under the open meeting act.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
So we are in. We come back after 15 minutes. Thank you so much.
We come back.
Thank you, Mr.